Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up, and I
like
said,
this.
You know, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
together this video, and I just don't like it, anything about what went down. Okay, what I want to know is, in societies like ours, what is it called, you know, modern types of societies, not third world? There's maybe a term, there's a term for it I can't think of right now because I'm on the doing this on the fly, but I want to know what the percentile is of police beatings that actually kill people in, you know, modern civilized countries. For years it's been inferred that, you know, white traffic cops or cops would pull over somebody, and because I guess of the stats, you know, them being automatically nervous about pulling over a quote-unquote black person or a person of color. Always white on black. This black on black thing has me baffled. I think it goes back to one thing. There's an element out there that just should not be police. I'm sorry. It's not a job for everyone. Okay, you can't be kicking people. A police officer should have a zero percentile of ever kicking anyone in the face. 0.0. The use of the billy club? Sure. In this situation, it was so not needed. These fucking guys, I don't know which one of them, Emmett Martin III, Justin Smith, whatever, there are three others. I don't know which one actually was the one using the baton. But that guy's... Hang on a sec. I'm sorry, I'm all flustered. That guy has no business being in the fucking police force. And he's a fucking dick. And he's a pussy. Then there was the guy that kicked the guy in the face. Here's the thing, like, you know, Paul Butler is actually on Ali Belchi's show. He wrote something about the choke. You know, it just seems like if somebody is even, like, bullshitting, like, totally lying, and saying he can't breathe when he can breathe, so what? That's the new bar, like allowing someone to breathe? That's where we're at right now? You know, this guy's injuries were bad enough that he was lying in a hospital for 3 days, and now, dude, we watched the guy come back to life from the Bills, sit in the hospital for however many days, and was at a game 2 weeks later. Holy cow. CoreShaver.com has a hot girl on the TV ad. Wait, what is this? So basically, But I've always wondered what these, like, stomach belts are for. Are they purely aesthetic? They don't make you skinnier, do they? They make you skinnier with it on. But that doesn't count, does it? Why can't everybody just get... Just, if they want to get thinner, they need to take the time to do it. It sucks. Don't get me wrong, dude. I was fucking chiseled fucking 3 years ago or 4, whatever years ago. I have no problem saying it because you know why? I'm a fucking blob right now. I am not chiseled right now. So I can safely say I was. When I was. That brief period of time. But that's, you know, now I have too much at stake. I mean, everything, I remember I was speaking about putting other things first besides my life. And, you know, for the first time ever in the last year, I'm finally putting my life in front of everything else. Meaning my business life, not partying life. Not going to shows life. I don't care about that anymore. I'm going to churn out shows. So, you know, remember, and the beauty about this span of time was, and I get it, it was a huge test, and I mean, you know, if I didn't figure it out and see who was real, I'd be losing time making deals with people I shouldn't have done, like I've done in the past. Like, when I first started this company, I did deals with people that I look at today, and I just am like, first off, setting aside what could have been, you know, if we would have ran the course and just let me figure it out. This day and age, we would have been... There was one portion of our life that actually really, really imploded because of a bunch of dicks that were impatient. I guess we're owed money from a past company I wanted to work with to gain the catalog is basically what I wanted. I wanted the catalog. I mean... Nobody sees it now. I mean, even without that. So then I was like, okay, what it would have done, it would have given me an Insta catalog. As opposed to like having to build it on my own. And building it on your own is a big pain in the ass. It took years to go nowhere. So, you know, let alone you had to figure out, like, in the last 12 years, you had to figure out the music industry and where that was headed. So you just had to sit and watch. Because it's the oddest. All we did was shift power. It's the oddest thing. In one regard. As far as, you know, viability and stuff. Yeah, it's no different. Everybody thinks they're given a crack. No, they're not. They're giving... If you make the same effort this day and age that you did back in the 90s, you'd still get the attention. At least you'd still get a crack. I'm not saying you'd break into the great wide open, but like you would at least be heard, you know, and nobody's breaking into the great wide open right now. Okay, remember that. Like, it doesn't happen. You know, what did the Twitter guy say? His overnight success took him 12 years or 17 years. Ow! This fucking coffee is hot as dick. But the music industry doing this whole shift where everybody had to, like, first of all, compete with free with regard to Napster. Then everybody had to, setting aside artists because it's short-sighted, that, you know, you had to deal with the 30-70 splits. So right away, think of it this way. Right away in the mid-00s, the labels... For the most part, if you're, you know, Universal or Sony, you could call your own shots. But if you were just a band or whatever, and you want to get it on iTunes and Napster and all that, you get 70% of every sale. So any lesser of a label that didn't deal with physical at the time, because at the time you could offset those costs with physical sales, because people still bought CDs in the mid to late 00s. Just not as many as the old days. And now, since then, no one buys a CD. Not even one person. CDs are not a thing. So, yeah. And that took 10 years, too, to figure out. So, you know, think about that waste. Here, I'll show you the waste. Well, you know, I don't need to show you. If you go back in one of my closets, there's well over 2,000 to 3,000 CDs and DVDs that I made and that were either returned or not sold. They're just sitting there. And books. Not my books. I only have one of my book remaining. And only one of them. Like, you know how I wrote two? I only have one book. I don't even have the first, like, a copy of the first one. All right, anyway. The one thing that I'm really disturbed by is the fact that it was four black cops. Okay, so it goes back to the fact that these guys had no business being on fucking force. I guess by the same token, the people that beat up Eric Garner and George Floyd. I mean, the people that beat up George Floyd, that killed George Floyd, are in prison. The people that killed Eric Garner are not. So, that's a tough pill to swallow. This one, there's no rhyme or reason. But hang on, we have breaking news, because you know why? Court releases the video of the attack on Paul Pelosi. This guy's also a pussy. I feel like they're outside. Oh, so we kicked the door in. Wait, what? That's the outdoor cam. He took a camera. I mean, he took a flashlight, I think, and bashed him on the head. What a dick. I don't know. I mean, if you're a thug like that, I mean, just, I don't know, get a grip or something. You're kind of a dick. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a fucking dick. That's what I think. I mean, like, to barge into somebody's house? I mean, like, I don't know. I can't figure it all out. I mean, you know, there was a... Look at this guy. So Paul Pelosi actually had the guy, you know, tie up for a split second, but then the guy got away and just nailed him in the head with whatever he had. It was like a bit, not a, I don't know what it was. Some type of club of some sort. But this guy's a young looking guy, Michael Short. Well, I was basically, I don't know, hold her hostage and talk to her, and if she told the truth, and then I'd free her. If she fucking lied, then I'd something. Who the fuck is this guy? And who asked him to do this? Fucking people in San Francisco are idiots. Some guy at a fucking San Francisco football game threatened me because I was a Ram fan. Pussy. I don't get why Paul was like laughing when some bit light went on. Ah, oh, this world is so fucked up. I still can't figure out if things are in relevance, you know, like with regard to like how hot women are and men, I guess, are today compared to like the 70s and 80s and 90s and 00s. Like, do we know more about these weird crimes where people just barge into things because of videos and stuff now? Like, is that how it was done back before we had videos? I guess so, right? When somebody, there's no, when you barge into somebody's house, you just fucking, you do what the guy did with Paul Pelosi, I guess. I mean, you can't get a fucking job. That's what I can't figure out. Oh, well, they're not trying to get jobs, that's right. He wanted to hold, what am I saying? He wanted to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage, play judge or jury, and decide whether to kill her or not. Cool. Thank you. Thanks for that. Thanks for taking it upon yourself to do that. Whoever the fuck you are, Michael Short. Who's this guy? Where's his education from? Who is he to determine this? Does that make any form of any sense? I mean, just like the Michigan people. They were going through a whole tribunal. They were going to blow up the bridge so nobody could get away. And those guys were like watching a goddamn movie. What they had planned was right out of a movie. This was like haphazard. came in with a flashlight or something. And was like, oh, well, Nancy's not here, so I guess I'll just start bashing you to see if you're honest. Was he checking to see if Paul Pelosi was honest? And I know Nancy was upset that it wasn't her, but the fact is, if it was her, I mean, I don't mean to be a dick, but she's a little frail. Like, a flashlight could have fucked her up. Or whatever the guy was using to hit the people upside the head. So what is that? Mental behavior issues? If somebody's beliefs are so far to one extreme of the political spectrum, and they take it upon themselves to go into the head of the political party's house to tie them up and to ask them questions to test them. That's what this guy wanted to do. What a fucking freak. What? What were the questions he wanted to ask? And I'm sure he just could have asked them. That's the irony. If he did it in a constructive way, don't you think he probably could have gotten some FaceTime, at least with their people? Or would they right away have been, all right, well, this guy's a fucking nut. I want to know the questions. All right, so here's the video that shows the police beating that led up to the Nichols death. Well, it's not happening anymore, but evidently the guy was, like, skateboarding before.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Was somebody skateboarding? What was that all about? I don't have the sound back. See, the disturbing part about that is it just takes the whole BWL movement back. Like when that so-called liberal, even though he's probably a Democrat, shot Steve Scalise at the baseball game. I mean, that made no sense, and then it took everybody 20 steps backwards. Why did these cops beat up the kid so he would die? You know? Again, let's say he was just totally bullshitting and, like, not having... Make pretend he didn't have breathing problems. So then what? I mean, you're still... Look at the kid. He's tinier than me. I'm sorry. Well, there he is. It's him on a skateboard. They want to show the human side of him. And not his rap sheet, I guess. Well, most of the people want to show his rap sheet because I think I heard, like, his rap sheet comes up in a search. Which, if I didn't say... I'm not sure if I said it, but you could probably get that expunged if you had a few K, if he has a lot. But, you know, when you're caught up in the criminal justice system, they don't know that. These, like, minor infractions like butt or stealing or whatever could be expunged. First of all, but you need a few $1,000 to get it expunged. My point is, if his shit was expunged, would there have been warrants that came up? Warrants wouldn't have come up on the... Well, why did they beat him up or pull him out of the car? I mean, obviously, fundamentally, whatever they did was beyond wrong because they were canned right away. However, was it because they were kicking the person in the face? All right, let's take the most extreme scenario ever. We knew he didn't have a gun because he got out and ran. If he had a gun, he would have pulled the gun right away. So, I don't think there was that threat, but... He did run, so there is that cause and effect. Now, why he ran, I don't know. Why did he run? Did he run because he was already getting beat up by five people? At first, I was like, does Tennessee have the death penalty? But then I remembered the death penalty only has, you have to be, to get the death penalty, it has to be premeditated. And unless these guys conspire to be like, let's go out and fuck someone up today, they're not culpable in that regard. I still maintain what brought these five people to do this is just beyond me. I feel like one cop could have succumbed the guy, if that's a word in that context, and if he had warrants, put him in jail and then go from there. Let's even take the worst scenario. Okay, so he runs away and gets away. You have his car. How hard would it be to go to his house and get him? Call the trap police. TRAPP. They'll just come knocking at your door. They'll say, hey, you want Yankee tickets? I just don't, I mean, like, even, like, a bar fight. I mean, I doubt anyone in a bar fight wants to beat the guy to death. First of all, don't you want the guy to get up just so you can say, like, oh, hey, I beat the fuck out of you. So it makes no sense to kill off the person you want to boast in front of. But in this case, it just makes no sense. And then again, it takes the whole, like, okay, white cops on black, you know, driving on black thing, either to a whole other level where even black people are scared of black people, or it's just, it's not, you know, you see? That's my point. Okay, now, how much do you complain about the bad white cops? It sucks. You really can't now. For at least a few, until this simmers down. You know, it just goes back to, like, do cops suck in general? Like, you're just that much of a dumbass? You can't figure out when to stop? Shouldn't be one of the first things you learn in cop school is restraint? I mean, that's, like, what you should totally know. And the problem is, the answer with regard to pulling over people for traffic violations, you can't depend on law enforcement that doesn't have weaponry on them. I'm sorry. Because then we're going to go back to the days where, like, somebody with a warrant blows somebody in the face that doesn't have a fucking gun. I mean, that's not the... You can't not have armed, non-armed people pulling over people. Unfortunately, our society is fucked. There's too many guns out there, and unfortunately, they don't care about killing cops anymore. And as you can see, most people are fucking scared of cops. I am. I don't trust them worth shit. They're fucking intellect. I mean, that's the point. Like, how much education do those five cops get? Listen, I know the cops in my grade. I mean, I know the people that became cops in my grade. They were not only the biggest dumbasses on the planet, they were also the people that started fights and would fight. You know, he became a cop. Okay, this person busted somebody's cheek open that lived up perpendicular on my street growing up, and he's a cop now. Okay? The guy has a metal cheek. Granted, he didn't do it while he was a cop, but that doesn't matter. I mean, somebody capable of bashing in somebody's cheek is now a cop. That's hairy. Good. And then I want, like, the Michael Shorts of the world and the cops of the world playing judge and jury? No, I don't. You're not smart enough. First of all, most, like, if you're a state cop, let's be real, you can't even score high. You have to score within a median. Okay, we all know that. If you get too high of a great score, at least it was like that a while ago, I don't know if it's changed, you cannot become a state police officer. You have to score within a median. And honestly, there was a case in Rhode Island where they brought it to court, and the judge, like, was like, there's nothing I can do. The guy scored like a 95, and it was above the percentile or whatever. That you're allowed to be a state trooper. Not a cop, a state trooper. Again, those laws might have changed because I don't know why you wouldn't want somebody smart unless you just want to boss them the fuck around. But I mean, you know. Yeah, I'm hoping that that practice has changed. But there's laws on the books where, you know, state trooper wannabes have actually sued the fucking state and lost. Because they scored too high, at least in Rhode Island. So if it's in Rhode Island, that precedent's set. But local cops? Fuck me, dude. I don't trust those fucking people. No way. Oh, fuck. I mean, I'm trying to think if any of the Cherry Hill police are like college educated. I'm not kidding. I wonder. And maybe Rowan or whatever, but does that count? Isn't that like Glassboro? Rutgers Camden. I wonder if that's good. Rutgers Camden. Then there's Camden County Community College. Then there's the college I had the Special Olympics at. Trenton, but it's called State of New Jersey, maybe. What was that? Trenton University, and then there's Princeton, and then there's Fairleigh Dickinson up north. Oh, and Rutgers, of course. So, Maryland won against Wisconsin the other day, but they're still 12-7. No, they're 13-7, I think. Yeah, because Wisconsin's 12-7. So they're showing this kid, you know, who has the record, that was beat up to death, Nichols. And from these pictures, he kind of looks like a pretty decent, he looks pretty cool. Setting aside that, you know, he's dead. But he had a kid in his hand, he had this love sweatshirt, and he had the, there was a picture of him with the Malcolm X pout, you know, the power sign. Oh, speaking of Malcolm X, I saw this movie last night. I think it's called You There or something. If there was another male actor in it, that would have been the only best part of changing it. But otherwise, it was funny as shit. It was done really well. Was it Seth Rogen? I just don't believe... Is it Seth Rogen? The head guy, like, was it Seth Rogen? Seth Rogen or that other guy that reminds me of Seth Rogen? Who is it again? I think it's Seth Rogen, but it brings up the black-white, you know, racial lines a lot, like, throughout the whole movie, and it's done really well. But I just don't believe in him. Although I commend the girls, you know, the woman falling for him, but I don't even find his personality good. I didn't get it. I was with Eddie Murphy's character. I get it. I'd be like, daughter, I don't know. White, black, orange, yellow, just not him. This guy's something. I don't know. It's kind of like with the woman that was in the, she was the politician and she fell in love with the guy that looks like Seth Rogen. Or maybe that guy, Seth Rogen. There's those guys that smoked a lot of pot, like in the movies. They look the same. One was in Neighbors. One was in the, all the James Franco movies. But he's had his own too, I think. I'm getting him totally transposed and mixed up. I think it's the dude that's supposedly going to be Jerry Garcia, which that's going to be a travesty. If they do a fucking biopic on fucking Jerry, that's going to be horrible. Like, just absolutely horrible. First of all, there's better subjects. Do one on Bill Graham. Okay, he did more for music than anyone, and he's got a story behind it. He fucking got out of the Holocaust. Speaking of Auschwitz Day. Hey, speaking of Auschwitz Day, someone went on a, whatchamacallit, a shooting rampage in Jerusalem, which I think is sort of rare. Well, I don't know. It was a synagogue attack. I don't know how it was done. At least 7 are dead, though. May have been a bomb. Maybe it was a bomb. Let me see. What was it? Injured in a shooting, yeah. No, this guy went in and USA style just started spraying up a fucking synagogue. Such bullshit, man. Like, how much of a bigger pussy are you to do that? To just walk in somewhere and just go, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hey, we just played Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw before the news. I still haven't done the pink talking fish set. I'm going to do that. Mike song, what was it? Into Have a Cigar, Into Slippery People, Into Weekapug. Something like that. That was funny. But I don't have a live version on the station of Have a Cigar, so kind of fucked that one up. I know what I was getting at. So, wrestling today. Let's see, what do we have here? Oh, tonight is the Royal Rumble. So we're doing a whole fucking show, it seems, about the Royal Rumble. There's Royal Rumble matches with Becky Lynch and Doudrop. Who the fuck is this? This girl's a diva? She's like 88,000 pounds. Doudrop, maybe? Because Becky Lynch is thin. I fucking love the divas. That would be my dream girl. Total diva. Oh, God. Except for what the fuck happened with Nikki Bella? I'm not posting any of her wedding shit. No way. First of all, why is she getting married? Second of all, does she have to put it on TV? Third of all, it's ridiculous. I hate Bravo, even though I watch all the shows. Even though I can't wait for Vanderpump to start next week. Right, Ocelot? Anyway, so we were talking about Maryland. Maryland can't win a game.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
I'm at home. I mean, they can't win away a game. They can't win a game in general, but they certainly can win a game away. And they play Ohio State this week. So that'll be a lot of fun. But anyway, stay tuned. I'm also replaying the women's Royal Rumble match from last year and the men's Royal Rumble match from last year. So WWE Saturday Morning Slam, folks, which starts at like 11, of course, goes on like all fucking day. Goes on till 1630 hours, whatever that is. So 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4. Goes on to 4:30. What should I put on next? What do you guys think? A movie or Saturday TV? I'm leaning to... Oh, no, Saturday TV, you guys. Okay, yeah. So The Greatest American Hero and then Stingray and Wise Guy in Silk Stockings will air tonight after some movie. Or maybe I'll replay all the 21 Jump Streets from the last few days. I'm not sure. Why I'm talking about this, I have no idea. Tonight also on, I have to. On Jam Fest. It's club night. And I added hundreds of more club songs I hope they're club songs. I'm taking a guess. I was told they were club songs. Or dance. Some of them were from Tomorrowland, but I didn't feel like putting them in Tomorrowland because it didn't seem like they were... It almost seemed like people were doing playlists from the people that played at Tomorrowland. So I threw it in Club Night. So here another one. And then speaking of Tomorrowland, it's Tomorrowland tonight at Live Jam. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay. So tune in at 10 p.m. for Tomorrowland. In Sunday Spunday. We should do that. Sunday Spunday. From like 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. This way all you people still on ecstasy can still listen to dance shit. Although we put on normal. We put on, you know, we go back to album-oriented rock at like 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. Whatever time Tomorrowland ends. But I think I might do Tomorrowland into Spunday. Sunday Spunday. Yeah. Okay, I decided to do that right now. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. No, please. Stop it, everybody. Stop. What's the sweep? I'm just wasting time till the next segment, which is 9 Palestinians are killed during an Israeli raid attack on the West Bank. I realize I don't know what the fuck goes on the West Bank, because I was in a conversation about it a month, like within the last few weeks. And I think I was boasting about, like, driving all over it. And then they were like, well, it hasn't been for a while. And then I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. I don't think I've driven around that area since, like, 86. And I feel like it's like yesterday. When there was no settlement there, is my point. The only people there were Bedouins in tents. So... I don't know what the fuck. I'm confused. Like, do we like Palestine or not? All right, Israel. Okay, so the Palestinian gunman that killed 7 people outside of the Jewish synagogue. So he didn't go in. What did he do? Did he blow this shit up? Oh no, I think then what happened. All right, I got it. See, this is what Israel does. They fucking get back at you. They get up your ass, man. So 9 Palestinians. Right, so basically, some Palestinian dude shot up a synagogue, but not inside, outside. So what's with so they hold the dead bodies on top of everybody like you're at a concert, and then you pass it up to something? They can't figure out, that's the way there's Netanyahu amongst all that shit. Man, it seems like there's a lot of it says Middle East unrest. I was about to say, it seems like there's a lot of unrest in the Middle East. Well, I didn't really mean Middle East. I meant in Jerusalem. So anyway, the dude shot up in it, and so then they retaliated by shooting up the West fucking bank and killing 9 Palestinians. Holy shit! I mean, they have to know that that wasn't, like, part of, like, the Palestinian military plan, right? That, I mean, to me, that smells like a one-off. Or some Palestinian whatever the fuck. It's no different than Michael Short breaking into fucking Pelosi's house and bashing him with a flashlight or whatever. The funny thing was, there was literally a fucking Boston Legal where this dude took over the law firm. And remember, Bill Shatner worked there. You know, Denny Lane is the Wings guy. Denny Crane. I think that was his name. Something Crane. Anyway, they took the entire law firm hostage, and then he had a trial. And I always thought, who the fuck would do this? Then I'm thinking, like, did that give these fucking Michigan people and those weirdos that want to do that the idea that it can be done? I mean, what the fuck, dude? And then again, who the fuck are you? To like, no one asked you to do this, did they? And if they did, I want to know who asked you to go into Pelosi's house and ask her questions. Because I beg to ask, why didn't you just ask her questions? Just ask her questions. If they're suitable questions, then I'm sure she would answer them. Someone in her camp would. Don't we have to by law? I don't know. I don't understand the point. And what was the mission? What did they want to do with the Michigan woman? Did they want to hang her? Or put her on... Well, they wanted to put her on trial. So would they... would we have been able to see it? They would have aired it, right? All right, so their plan, they took Boston Legal's plan to a whole other level. They went like Strike Back or fucking Jason Bourne. Because they took out a bridge. They wanted to take out a bridge, at least one bridge. But I don't understand why. Did they not want the military to come in and get them? Because military is air troop. They could definitely get in, with a bridge being out. So what was the whole bridge concept? That was right out of a movie too, because we've seen countless bridges blown up in the history of crime movies and action films. I mean, countless. So why did the Michiganders want to blow up the bridge when they kidnapped Governor Whitmer? Is that her name? These fucking people, I mean, they're absolutely like. And again, it goes back. Couldn't they just ask her questions? Why do they have to kidnap her? Why do they have to kidnap her? I that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why did the Paul Pelosi guy have to kidnap Nancy Pelosi? It's just odd behavior. So are five cops beating up a kid that's like less than my weight. That's just odd behavior. I mean, there's no way that Jake, this cop that I know, he doesn't beat up anyone. Never in the history of his policing. Yeah. I also met a guy who's a detective. And a murder detective in this area. I was a little surprised that there were murders in this area. I had no idea there were evidently murders around here. But I think we're lumped into Camden. So there's 4 to 12 a day there. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So, yeah, it's going to be Royal Rumble Day on WWE SummerSlam at sunset on the TV network. It's also Climate Day at SAN TV, so the climate show, the weekly climate show, is not only airing now on Sunset TV, or it's probably just ending, it's also airing on SAN TV, where it's aired in the first place. I forget if I know some. I'm pretty sure Sunset Fitness has more. We have at least one or two more exercises for the week. And I guess that's it, right? For now. I think it just goes back to me saying I just don't understand why four people beat up this one guy to the point where he died. And how that just takes back the entire BLM movement. Takes it back 18 notches. Sucks. Trust me. When the guy went out and fucking killed, tried to kill Steve Scalise, that so-called liberal was probably a Democrat, but they claimed he was a liberal. I maintain there's not one liberal in the world that wants to see any of them dead. And remember, liberals, libertarians, the only fine line is abortion, so to speak. We're all the same. We want freedom. To do whatever the fuck we want without getting killed or whatever. And having things stolen or having the door bashed in and being kidnapped, whatever it is. You know what I mean. Here's the other thing, too. Has any kidnapping worked since the Hindenburg one? When they kidnapped that kid? Was it the Hindenburg? No. Who they kidnapped in Murder in the Orient Express? Although they didn't even get away with it. What am I saying? Professor Clouseau or whatever. What's his name? Investor Clouseau or whatever. He foiled him. They all got stabbed in. That was one of the... That movie fucking scarred me as a kid. Has a kidnapping worked? If you've ever seen Horrible Bosses 2, it doesn't work there either. And they came close. Excuse me. Here. Kidnapping scene. Here you go. Here you go. Doesn't even work on that either. Hang on a second. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to end this fucking show.
You want the market ransom? Call it what you want. I need $500,000. I don't need ideas. And a bunch of hot air. Come on. Deal. Boom. Marker drop. Kidnapping.
That's kidnapping.
With one more P is, that's kidnapping. You know what I'm talking about kidnapping. Okay, first of all, we kidnap Rex, right? We get money for Bert. Yeah, we save the business. What do you know about executing a kidnapping?
Zip ties.
Oh, jeez. We're not going to kidnap anyone. Come on. This guy's a master business prick. He's at the top of his game. We need to figure out... Look what we got. Is that a Sharpie?
Okay, so he put... anyway. Has a kidnapping ever worked? Because it's odd behavior. I mean, forget about the bully factor. Bam, 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 bam. I can't get my way, so bam, 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 bam. Kidnapping? I mean, I love the Michigan plan, though. The blowing up of the bridge. I mean, they had it. Were they gonna take over the TV waves like they do in, you know, Megamaniacs, whatever they're called, megalomaniac movies? when the bad guy takes over the entire media satellite, like the world's media, and he starts talking, "Hi, we're gonna have this trial of Governor Whitmer from Michigan. We've blown up all bridges. Nobody can get in or out of the city. We have were they going to build one of those hanging things where they hang people? What are they called? And you drop out the bottom and then the person gets hanged? Or were they going to use a guillotine? How are they going to kill Governor Whitmer? Or electric chair? How are they going to sanction? How are they going to do all this? How are they going to actually execute it? And then how are they going to blow up the bridge? And what bridge was it? And why only one bridge? Because I think there's more than one bridge. They probably had to do the bridge going into Canada too, right? I mean, it's not necessarily in Detroit, but it's in that other city that has Flint or whatever. Is that what it's called? Where they have 9 million deaths a day by murders, by guns and bullets, and then you go over the bridge to Canada, and there hasn't been one since 1954, like 3 miles away. You know that city? I think Detroit's gotten better, too. Although, what am I saying? They were trying to kidney the governor. I mean, I've been called, like, whatever name in the book. Like, you're going to tell me. How grandiose of a thought is that to kidnap the governor? And or to bash into the fucking Speaker of the House's house. Actual house. The Speaker of the House's actual house. And then what I love about the whole Pelosi thing is like, oh, well, Nancy's not here, so I guess I'll beat the fuck out of you. What the fuck? I mean, he went in for Nancy and got a Paul. I mean, these people are fucking, like, does it go back? Okay, so then if we cycle back to mental behavior, which is, I think, how this whole entire thing started. So, where does it start and where does it end? Because if you have this mentality where you can kidnap someone and get your questions answered, you know, that's insane. So who thinks that way? Okay, let's think really hard. What element out there, if they don't get their way, just bullies their way through it? What element out there? I can't think of any. Can you? Here, this is what it's like. Christ! Wait a second. The person that you didn't want to be elected didn't get in? Hang on. Oh wait, you want to ask Nancy Pelosi questions? Hang on.
Don't do that.
Morning, don't.
Yeah. Oh, you want to kidnap Governor Whitmer? Oh, you want to storm the fucking Capitol?
No, baby.
I mean, that's what it's like. I mean, how is that different? You fucking weirdos, man. You're like a 2-year-old. Less. You're like Bam Bam. You don't get your way, so you fucking barge your way the fuck in. Fucking fuck. The fuck is wrong with you? By the same token, why are 5 cops killing 1 kid? Okay, you do realize that is gang mentality. You do know that, right? You're just dressed up in fucking cop uniforms. Okay, well, 5 people on 1 guy. With weapons, mind you. Okay, you just have to have a brain unless you're just so fucking stupid to just say, hey, huh, maybe this is not right. Okay, maybe it's not right that we're kicking the guy in the face. Dude, I get freaked out when I raise my voice to my cat. I'm fucking depressed for 5 hours. I get depressed when I kill ants. I'm fucking dead serious. I killed a fly in the last 12 years and I cried. I'm not kidding. Because I failed once and I fucking killed it by mistake with a cup. And I cried. Okay? These guys can't determine whether or not they've gone too far. I mean, first of all, the elephant in the room is exactly that. The elephant in the room. All 5 cops are beavers. They're hefty motherfuckers. They're fucking however many pounds. They're not thin. They're not even in shape. Okay? I can see them. I see the pictures. Okay? They're two to three times larger than the kid that they were picking on. And I'm not saying whatever about the kid. I'm just saying that you aren't dying. Even if he had warrants. Okay? It's not a death sentence. It's just... And then again, it takes back all movement back, like, you know, because now you really can only say bad cops. You can't really say bad white cops who are scared to turn, you know, the driving while black thing is out the window right now. Unless fucking it's so horrible to pull over a black person that even black fucking people can't deal with it. Five of them. I mean, I could have fucking put the guy in cuffs. And I'm like 5'9", 140 pounds. I mean, Jesus shitballs, Billy. Even if he ran away, I would have ran after him and tackled him. Then shackled him. Or I would have called for help. Or hang on a second. I have the guy's fucking car. Let him fucking run. Go run. I'll just get the fucking warrant police after him. Go to his house. Take his car. I mean, going back to the fundamental thing, why was he pulled over in the first place? It doesn't matter. You know, if you have warrants, you could be walking down the street and say hi to a police officer and him being like, hey, let me do a background check. Let me do a check. Let me see your license. You shouldn't be here right now. And then see that you have warrants and get arrested. So that's fair game. Okay, if you have warrants, that's your thing. Okay? I don't think it matters why he was pulled over. Even if there was no apparent reason. You could be pulled in for warrants fucking taking a piss against a wall. You could be walking down, driving your bike on the Venice Boardwalk, and a stationary cop could give you a ticket and see that you have warrants and then pull you in and arrest you that way. So I don't. If you have warrants, that's your thing. You know, being pulled over, that sucks. You're fucked because they're going to do a check. Most of the time, although, you know, there is an argument to say here, you know, I know with me, because, like, I remember there was a time I was driving down the shore, like, towards Summers Point, and I was going by that, there's a strip center, and a cop pulled all out. He just fucking got finished writing some asshole, I'm sorry, writing up somebody a ticket. Because they were in the lot, and then he pulls out of the lot. He follows me for like 2.5 miles. The guy's obviously doing a background check on me with my license and whatever. And then I finally pulled off and made the left to go to the Residence Inn or whatever the hell I was staying at that time. And the cop went on his merry way. But like I saw the guy like look at me, driving while me, and then follow me. And I bet he was wishing I had warrants. Praying, like, oh, I wish I could pull this motherfucker over. I could fucking, But he had no reason to pull me over. So off he went, but I know I got checked. So there is an argument that he got checked, he had warrants, and that's why he got pulled over. That's not the question. The question is, even if you have, let's say you have a warrant for a gun, like an outstanding gun thing, or a theft, or you beat up someone. There's still ways to deal with it. Okay, there's structured ways to just, you put the guy against the car, you tie his hands to his back, and you put him in the fucking car. What's this whole rigmarole where it takes five guys to, like, not put a guy in the car? I mean, that's just bad policing. It's beyond that. It's bad brain. You should not be a cop. But what pisses me off is, like, I can't even say that white cops suck now. Because they would fall back on that stupid, you know, they look at stats from every inner city and be like, well, you know, black people, because this is how white people talk, black people get arrested more per ratio. You know, there was that whole argument in the 80s and 90s. Well, no shit. Okay, if you're going to, you know, use every stat from, you know, South Central LA, then yeah, you're definitely going to see that. more arrests are done with black people. So I can't, you know, for decades, that's how it was portrayed. And it's fucking like, that's why white cops are fucking scared to pull over black, whatever. Or people that they thought had guns. But then it turns out, like, even white people had guns. They were pulled over. Probably more so, as far as, like, you know, state police. I don't know. Well, not more so, but... I mean, those are extreme situations where, like, some cop gets the shit blown out of them. Like, in Nevada or somewhere, you know. You see that on TV. You know, where they seamlessly kill the cop that pulls them over. It happens at least once. It happens in at least 5 movies every year. Where this nice police officer, hum-dee-dum, goes up and pulls over someone and gets killed by the head of the mafia or something. The head of the cartel. Anyway, there's a lost city deep in the ocean, and it's unlike anything we've ever seen. And the 2023 Rolex 24 at Daytona is today. And King Charles removes Prince Andrew from Buckingham Palace. How do you think he did that? There's your daily briefing. From today's headline news. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I'm going to go again. I wanted to chime in about the video. That's all. I don't know why you fucking... Like, there's... My point is, in every modern day society, this day and age, how many fucking deaths are there in the United Kingdom by law enforcement? In the same way. I mean, I bet you zero. Like, how many are in Japan? How many times do cops kill people in Japan or in Vietnam or forget South America. I don't know what goes on down there, but, you know, any non-so-called corrupt nation that's not third world really should have a zero percentile law enforcement killing other people. Percentile. Did I say that? Sorry. You know what I mean? There should be ways to arrest people without killing them. I'm totally sorry. I'm setting aside, I'm not talking about gunfights, so don't email me and be like, well, what about the school and this and the school shootings and this? I'm not talking about gunfights. I'm talking about traffic stops. The people that have warrants, because obviously he had a warrant. I mean, I'm just assuming. I don't want to presume, but I have to assume he had a warrant, right? Why are they pulling him out of the fucking car? There's no reason to pull a human out of a car unless he has warrants. So we have to have warrants. If there were no warrants, then I don't know what the fuck. If he had no warrants, then I would go so far as these cops knew him and they didn't like him. And then he ended up talking shit and being like, you can't do this, and they did. That's the only thing I can think of. Wasn't there an argument in the George Floyd thing that white cop knew George Floyd in high school? Did that ever come out? Because I know that was a thing. Well, that white cop's in prison for however long, so fuck him. But... yeah. I don't know. That's really it. Or see you later. Stay in touch. It's just a sucky day for that. Not that I didn't want to see the video, and it confused me more after seeing it. And yeah, I don't like that. So, or see you later and stay in touch.